Hello and welcome to the NewsRamp Finance Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, ready to guide you through today's most important stories. NewsRamp.com brings you curated business news from top sources, keeping you informed and ahead of the curve. A quick note before we start. This podcast is created using AI and AI voices, but all the news stories are real, and you can find the complete articles on NewsRamp.com. It's Thursday evening, August 21st, 2025, and we've got an exciting lineup of finance news waiting for you. So whether you're driving, taking a break, or winding down for the day, let's get right into it. Our first story today is
IQSTEL's acquisitive nature paying off? Company nears its goal of $1 billion. IQSTEL Inc., a multinational telecommunications and technology company, is making strategic acquisitions to reach its goal of $1 billion in revenue by 2027. With 600 of the largest telecom companies as customers, IQSTEL reported $90 million in organic revenue last year. The company has completed 12 acquisitions since 2018, focusing on companies that add value to shareholders and have strong revenue streams. By reducing debt by $6.9 million and streamlining operations, IQSTEL is on track to achieve EBITDA of $20 to $30 million when it hits its revenue goal. CEO Leandro Iglesias stated that despite the progress, the stock price has yet to reflect the company's growth potential. Wearable devices, LDS. Why neural input technology is redefining human-computer interaction. Wearable devices, LDS, is revolutionizing human-computer interaction with its surface nerve conductance technology, allowing touchless control through subtle finger movements. Partnering with Media Exceed, the company expands global distribution for Mudra Band and Mudra Link products. WLDS's dual-channel strategy targets high-growth sectors like AR, VR, XR, and smart environments. As wearable technology evolves, neural input systems are becoming more prevalent, interpreting human intentions seamlessly. This shift reflects a trend towards technology adapting to natural human movement patterns. Investors can find updates on WLDS in the company's newsroom. Tech Media Wire is a platform focused on technology companies, offering a range of communication solutions to reach diverse audiences and industries. TBC Bank Group acquires majority stake in OLX Uzbekistan, expanding its market-leading digital banking ecosystem in Uzbekistan. TBC Bank Group, a leading financial services group, has acquired a majority stake in OLX Uzbekistan, a top online classifieds platform in the country. This deal with Prosus will give TBC Uzbekistan access to new customer segments through OLX UZ, serving over 20% of the country's active internet users. The joint venture with Titan Investments aims to integrate digital banking products into OLX Uzbekistan, unlocking powerful synergies and accelerating growth. This acquisition is part of TBC Group's profitable growth strategy, following their recent agreement to acquire a majority stake in Bill's retail management SaaS platform. InDrive.money arrives in Brazil with digital loans for drivers. InDrive, a global mobility and urban services platform, has launched InDrive Money in Brazil to support financial inclusion for drivers. Partnering with Emprex, InDrive.money offers cash loans up to $3,000 for drivers, with repayment directly through the InDrive app. This initiative aims to provide drivers with a transparent and integrated lending solution, addressing the challenges of accessing fair financial services. Through InDrive.money, drivers can access low-interest loans for vehicle repairs, fuel, or unexpected expenses, enhancing their economic independence. The goal is to expand this product to all cities where the platform operates in Brazil, with initial operations showing high driver satisfaction and engagement. This initiative not only strengthens financial inclusion, but also contributes to the national economy, empowering drivers with the freedom and flexibility they need to continue working without interruption. InDrive.money arrives in Brazil with digital loans for drivers. InDrive, a global mobility and urban services platform, has launched InDrive Money in Brazil to support financial inclusion for drivers. Partnering with Emprex, InDrive.money offers cash loans up to $3,000 for drivers in Brazil. Approved borrowers can repay loans directly via the InDrive app, with 10 to 14% of each ride going towards repayment. This initiative addresses the challenges drivers face in accessing fair financial services. The goal is to expand this lending solution to all cities where InDrive operates in Brazil, providing drivers with a transparent and integrated financial tool. Emprex CEO Silvan Roth highlighted the importance of empowering service providers with accessible working capital, transforming complex workflows into a few taps on the InDrive app.
InDrive.money launches in Brazil in a bid to expand financial inclusion. InDrive, a global mobility and urban services platform, has launched InDrive.money in Brazil to expand financial inclusion for drivers. Partnering with Emprex, a Latin American fintech, InDrive.money offers quick access to cash loans within the InDrive app. Drivers can apply for and repay loans directly in the app, making it convenient and efficient. Initial results show increased engagement and high satisfaction, with 86% of drivers willing to recommend the product. The goal is to expand to all cities where InDrive operates in Brazil. The integrated loan process simplifies access to working capital, giving drivers freedom and flexibility to continue working without interruption. Through the app, drivers can check offers and apply for credit with just a few clicks. This initiative aligns with InDrive's mission to improve the lives of 1 billion people by 2030 by providing fair services and promoting financial inclusion. ANews breaks Beeline Holdings, Inc., BLNE, expands stake in Magic Blocks with $225,000 investment. Beeline Holdings, BLNE, has increased its stake in Magic Blocks with a $225,000 investment. Beeline, a digital mortgage platform, now holds a 47.6% stake in Magic Blocks. Magic Blocks powers Beeline's AI agent Bob, which has shown 6 times stronger lead conversion rates than humans, and generated $162,000 in Q2 revenue. Since its launch in June, Magic Blocks has signed 18 clients, with more than half outside the U.S. This partnership creates recurring SaaS revenue opportunities for Beeline and expands its reach globally. Beeline is also advancing its AI infrastructure with products like Blink QC for mortgage compliance. Investor news breaks. Quantum Biopharma Ltd. NASDAQ QNTM FR0K91 provides corporate update. Quantum Biopharma Ltd. NASDAQ QNTM recently announced corporate actions, including settling $26,812.50 in debt through Class B shares issuance and granting 800 RSUs to clinical advisors tied to regulatory milestones for the Lucid MS program. The creditor shares and RSUs are subject to a statutory hold. Kevin Malone is no longer an advisor. Quantum Biopharma is focused on developing treatments for neurodegenerative, metabolic, and alcohol misuse disorders with drug candidates in various stages of development.
Billion-dollar breaks, SolarWind Holdings, Saudi IN, signs MOU with CITIC to develop digital infrastructure in Saudi Arabia. SolarWind Holdings, a financial services firm focused on traditional and digital assets, has signed a Memorandum of Understanding with City Contracting Company to co-develop digital infrastructure projects in Saudi Arabia. The partnership aims to bridge private real estate with investor demand for yield-generating alternatives, focusing on data science, commercial real estate, and logistics parks. By integrating technology-driven platforms with real estate expertise, SolarWind and CITIC seek to meet the rising demand for real-world asset tokenization in the Middle East.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Finance Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.